Chapter 4, Our Lifeline of Devotional Practice. Naham tishtami vaikunte yoginam hridaye nacha madbhaktaha yatra gayanti tatra tishtami narada. From Padma Purana. The Lord said, quote, I am not living in Vaikuntha and I am not living in the heart of the yogis, but I remain where my devotees are singing my glories. End of quote. So Krishna can be found wherever his glories are being chanted by his devotee. So the main thing in our life is that we need association of the devotee. Therefore, wherever there is a regular devotional program continuing by his devotees with chanting, we should try to attend. It is within Vidhi Marga, and if we follow Vidhi, a regulated devotional program, it will give some adjustment in our life. Srila Prabhupada Saraswati Thakur preached, Matala Harijana Kirtana Range, Pujala Ragapata Gaurava Bhange. This is inscribed above the front entrance of the Nat Mandir, here at Sri Chaitanya Sarasat Math. And later, a picture relief has come out above it, illustrating its meaning. Gaurava Bhange means that there are some rules and regulations. From afar, we shall worship the Ragapata, the path of spontaneous affectionate service, while we ourselves live within the Vedic guideline. If we think that we have become a gopi, that is not the real feeling. But if we think that we want to become a servant of the gopis, that is the real thing. The process is Shravanam and Kirtanam. When we have established ourselves in the plane of full dedication, from there we shall start our real bhajan life under guidance of a sadhu. Question. So what is the actual meaning of Gaurava Bhange? Srila Govinda Maharaj replies, Gaurava means Vidhi. Narayan is the Gaurava deity, but Gaurava Bhange means the honorable guideline of the scriptures, and from that position we are always to give honor from afar to the Raga Marga. Raga Marga is a very high plane. Why? Because in that plane there is only affectionate attachment with Krishna. That is the plane of affectionate service. Question. In this verse, what is the reference to Gaurava Bhange? In what way is that verse referring to Vidhi? Srila Govinda Maharaj replies, Matala Harijana Kirtana Range, and Pujala Ragapata Gaurava Bhange. This is our life's goal. Kirtan is the first stage and also the last stage. Kirtan can take us from the lowest level to the highest level, Raga Marga. We start our practicing life through Kirtan. Mahaprabhu said, Yagyai Sankirtana Praya Yajanti Hi Sumeda Shaha. Srimad Bhagavatam 11.5.32. Yajanti means bhajanti, worshipping Mahaprabhu by the process of chanting the Hare Krishna Mahamantra and following his Sankirtan movement. Question. I have always understood that the verse Matala Harijana Kirtana Range, etc., means that our highest ideal is Raga Marga, and keeping it above us, we worship it from afar. Srila Govinda Maharaj. The correct idea is that we must always think it to be above us, otherwise we shall go down to the Sahajiya line. If we say that someone is a gopi, it is perfect Sahajiyism, perfect imitation. That is real Sahajiyism. But if we say that someone looks like a gopi, that is not Sahajiyism. We have some idea of what a gopi looks like, so if we think that a particular lady looks like a gopi, that will not be Sahajiyism. But we have no right to say it actually. Otherwise, immediately we shall be on the mundane platform, No doubt someone is qualified to say so, but we shall not think that we ourselves have the right to even take the name of the gopis. Throughout the whole of Srimad Bhagavatam, Srila Shukadev Goswami did not once mention the name of Srimati Radharani. This is because he tried to guard his discourse from Sahajiyaism. During that meeting with Maharaj Parikshit, many were present who would not have been able to understand properly if Shukadev Goswami had mentioned the name of Radharani and her associates. If someone does not have the proper capacity to understand these topics, they will immediately go to Sahajiyaism. For their protection, Shukadev Goswami did not take the name of Srimati Radharani and the gopis, such as Lalita Devi, Vishakha, etc. Their identity was shown by Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur in his writings. He gave some light by mentioning, "This verse was spoken by Srimati Radharani, this one by Lalita Devi," etc. So, we must worship the Ragapata from afar, and our duty at present is to serve that rank of the devotees and to engage in the congregational chanting of the Mahamantra in the association of the devotees. This is the safe and actual process for us to make advancement in our Krishna conscious practicing life. End of chapter 4 of Affectionate Guidance.